Memory is such a trickster. Just when I think I have my feet firmly planted in the present, some sound or scent jerks me across state lines and transports me decades. The crunch of fresh snow under my snowshoes takes me back to my first years in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and the joy I felt seeing a bobcat drink from a frozen stream in Rockcastle Gorge. In that one moment years ago, I abandoned my deep south roots. I took icy creeks and cold hills into my heart, and I've never let them go. Memory tricks me all year. In early fall, the rank smell of rotting wildflowers on Laurel Fork Creek transports me to 1960 in a West Georgia farmhouse. That heady blend of chicken manure and wet fall weeds unfailingly brings Granddaddy back. In spring, the weight of collard seeds in my hand takes me even further. In an instant, I'm with my long-gone dad in a Main Street seed store. I stand in worn keds while Dad measures out scoops of mustard and turnip seeds into a brown paper bag. The smell of linseed oil on that old wood floor is as evocative today as it was when I was 7. While my memory surprises me with detours, my mom's is more like the mist that rises from Rockhouse Creek on cold mornings. We see a cat outside her assisted living window, and she says confidently, "That's Tiger," her gray tabby who died last year. Together we sing her favorite song. Her memory's lost its grip on words, but she sings nonsense in perfect tune. Sometimes the clouds clear and she says, "Your dad was a good man," and other times her memory is so fog-bound she waves her hands in frustration, unable to speak a word. One lucky day she looks me straight in the eyes and says, "I don't know who you are, but I love you." Mom and I flip through a picture book of wildflowers. Something stirs her synapses, and she rubs her hand over the color photos of lady slipper orchids and bleeding heart. It's as if she can feel the soft petals. "Everything does something," she says. Indeed. Back at the farm, I walk through the orchard at dusk. Fat snowflakes rush at my face like so many memories. They collect on my shoulders like ghosts from the past. Deer browse at the corner of the field, and a fat orange moon rises over Long Mountain. I inhale the cold mountain air and say a silent prayer for that old trickster memory. Everything does indeed do something, and tonight it's pretty fine.